of the tricks of Shaitan. Now, there is another point which is very important when we talk about Shaitan. There is that prejudice, takabbur. That takabbur and prejudice, it affects us as well, you and me. Sometimes you may come across people who are learned. They know Islam. They know Quran, they know Ahadith, they are very well versed in Islam. But they have prejudice. I know, they don't know. I'm there, who are they? Why? It's because of the tricks of Shaitan. And from common people as well, to against the scholars, it's there. If I know, for example, a particular issue, I think that anyone doesn't know. Prejudice. If I come from a certain background, anyone who is not from that background, I may think that they are nothing, I'm something. I'm the only one in this world. Who are they? So that prejudice is still there. Why? Because the source, the origin of it is Shaitan. So we need to be very careful. Now, looking at the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 34. We read this ayah most of the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Remember when we told angels to do sajida to Adam. Now here there is a discussion from the scholars, and being the month of Ramadan, we need to do tadabbur in the Holy Quran. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. Remember when we said to angels, do sajida to Adam. They did sajida. إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ, except Iblis. He said, no, I'm not going to do sajida. Which sajida is this? Is this sajida like the sajida which we do in Salah or another type of sajida? There are two opinions. One is that this sajida is the sajida which we do for the sake of Allah, the same sajida angels were asked to do to Adam, and they did. Other people say, no, this is not that sajida. You know, sajida is only for Allah. For example, in Surah Fussilat, if we recite that ayah, in Arabic we have to do sajida, the general meaning of the ayah is that don't do sajida to anything else that other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah created all things. So how can I do sajida, or how can angels who are ordered to do sajida to Adam? Because if we do sajida to other than Allah, it becomes shirk. Did angel do sajida and that is shirk? How can they do shirk? Why they don't go against Allah's command? The answer here is, for those scholars of tafsir, they say, is sajida the way we do sajida? It's because they obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah orders you to do sajida to something and you do it, you don't go against Allah's command, but you are doing the same command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they were following the order of Allah, it's not shirk. And sajida means that showing of respect, highest level of respect. Because for the mustakbirin, they say we can perform salah. We can stand there the way you Muslims stand for salah. We can recite the way you recite. We can do ruku the way you do ruku. But sajida? No, sajida is not easy for us. And that's why mushrikina of Makkah, when they were fighting against our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to say, Islam is easy, accept this sajida. If you, Muhammad, can remove sajida, we can come and do salah with you. Why? Because sajida is the sign of humility, sign of humbleness, sign that you don't have any kibr. Now, the angels were asked to do sajida to Adam, they did accept Iblis. Abba, he refused. Wastakbara, and he became arrogant. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Judah to Adam. They all did, except Iblis. He refused. Question. Iblis, was he an angel? Or who was he? Allah said, angel, do sajda. They all did sajda. Iblis said, no, I'm not going to do sajda. The answer is not there. Before we go to the answer, why Iblis refused to do sajda to Adam? We find it in the Holy Quran again in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, Ayah number 12. Surah 7, Ayah 12. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدْ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ مَا مَنَعَكَ Iblis, what made you to refuse? What made you, what hindered you to do sajda when I ordered you to do? Iblis said, قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ I am better than him. This Adam? Me? No, me is better than him. And not only that, he says, خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ You, Allah, have created me and you have created Adam. But my creation is better than his creation. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ You have created me from fire. وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ And you have created Adam from dust. You have created me of fire. You have created Adam of dust. Fire is better than dust. How can fire do sajda to dust? So he is giving us his understanding. Your imam, my imam, our imam, the sixth imam, Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He says, awwal man qas Iblis. The first one to bring qiyas, to say this is better than that, this is heavier, this is... In Islam, in Islamic understanding, qiyas is not allowed in the madhab of Ahlul Bayt. Our sixth imam says the first creator, creation, or first created to do qiyas that I am better than him was Iblis. When he said, I am better than him. You know, in Islamic understanding, there is a lesson which is known as fiqh, al-usulul fiqh. In fiqh, we are not allowed to bring qiyas. What is qiyas? Analogy. When you bring this qiyas in fiqh, you pick and choose. You say, well, if I look at salah and saum, for example, I think salah is better than saum. So I will pray, but I will not fast. This is known as qiyas. Imam Abu Hanifa, of our brothers and sisters, came to Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam. He was having discussion. Imam says, you Abu Hanifa, I hear you use this method of qiyas. Qiyas is not good. Don't do qiyas. Abu Hanifa says, but qiyas is the way to make us understand Islam. Imam alayhi salam says, okay, Abu Hanifa, tell me, what is so important? Is it salah or saum? Abu Hanifa said, of course, it's salah. Why? Salatu Amududdin. Salah is the pillar of religion. If you break it, you break deen. Imam said, okay, tell me about ladies in the month of Ramadan. They are sometimes, they don't fast. If ladies don't fast, after the month of Ramadan, they don't fast and they don't pray in their conditions. Tell me, after the month of Ramadan, what do they pay back? Do they pay back salah or do they pay back fasting? Abu Hanifa said, oh, of course they pay back fasting, not salah. So Imam said, now tell me which one is better? Is it salah or saum? He says, well, I don't have any jawab. Why? Because I thought salah is better than fasting, and that's why I said salah. But ladies pay only saum and they don't pay salah. So Imam said, don't bring your qiyas in religion. Abu Hanifa and me and many other people, sometimes we have this way. choose. We do qiyas. We think this is better than that. We shouldn't bring that. Because this is the method of Iblis when he's saying, Ana khayrun minhu. I am better than Adam. Khalaqtani min narin. You have created me of fire. Wa khalaqtahu min tin. And you have created him of dust. So fire is better than dust. Now we understand the reason why Iblis doesn't like you and me. It's because he thinks he's better than you and me. Question again. Allah did not give command first and foremost to Iblis. He gave the order to angels. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ Ayah 34, Surah number 2. When I gave order, it was to angels to do sajda to Adam. They all did accept Iblis. Why Iblis now, he is getting blame from Allah as Surah Al-A'raf, number 12, Ayah 12. It's because we are told Iblis used to be very, very good creature of Allah. He used to worship Allah for 6,000 years until he was elevated to the level of angels. He wasn't an angel. But because his ibadah was so good, that Allah said, now I give you the rank to be with the angels. Where do we get this? We get it from the Holy Quran, Surah Kahf, Surah number 18, Ayah 15. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. Remember when we told the angels to do sajda to Adam? They all did sajda except Iblis. Why? Because he was of jinn. His creation was not the creation of angels. Angels are created from nur, light. Jinn are created from fire. And jinn is not angel, but because of his ibadah, he was so good, he was blessed with the angels. Now we know his origin. فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ He transgressed the commandment of his Lord, and that's why Allah said, you are a jinn, you are cursed, you will cause trouble to people. And when he knew that trouble will come, he said, my Lord, Iblis now is doing dua. Brothers and sisters, if Iblis can do dua, you and me can do dua too, and our duas will be accepted. He comes to Allah and he said, O Allah, Rabbi anzirni ila yawmi yub'athun. I ask you, Allah, one dua. Prolong my life, extend my life until the day when they will be resurrected. Allah says, no, not until that time, but I will give you time until the exact time which I know, and I will take you away. Now Iblis said to Allah, I bear witness, and I swear by you, Allah, I will mislead all of them. Because you have given me the long life, I will make sure I stand in front of your Sirat al-Mustaqim. I will block them to come to Sirat al-Mustaqim. I will stand on their rights. I will stand on their left. I will stand from their back. I will stand in front of them in order for them to not to be good people. Allah says, go out of here. You are a jinn, you are cursed. And I say you will not be able to mislead my righteous servants and anyone who will follow you. I will make sure I will fill Jahannam with you and all of those. So the enmity is still here, brothers and sisters. We can't see Shaitan. Now, we have two things here because we are talking about Iblis. Iblis is not his name. His name is known as Azazil. Azazil is name. Iblis is known as Iblis because it's a title. Anyone who misleads people and his ways are the ways of Iblis, he is known as Iblis. Now, because he misleads people and he has the rank of misleading people, he is known as Shaitan. Not because he is jinn originally, he misleads people. No. Jinn are divided into two groups. If you read Suratul Jinn in the Holy Quran, Surah number 72, you will find that jinn themselves, when they heard Quran, they said, Inna sami'na Quranan ajaba. We have had this Quran. It's a beautiful Quran, wonderful Quran. And they say among themselves, among us there are those good jinns, and among us there are those bad jinns, and among us there are those who have accepted Islam, and there are those who are kafirin. So not because Iblis was from jinn, he misleads people, no. It's because he has that hatred, thinking that he is better than every one of us, and that's why he wants to mislead us. Now, after we know this, we need to be aware that in the Holy Quran, Surah number 113, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. And قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ until the end, مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. That there are people who bring waswas in our hearts. You are in the masjid, the phone is ringing. You don't know, you are in prayer, you are praying, and your phone is ringing now. You are in prayer, you are praying, you are standing there for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah is on, you are in salah, you don't know, can I pick this phone up and say hello? I'm praying, or what can I do? Shaitan is bringing waswas to us. You are in the month of Ramadan, month of mercy and rahmah, you are the youthful Rahman. Why you are in the month of Ramadan, rather than focusing in this ibadah, you think, when is Ramadan ending so that I can do other things? We are in the month of Ramadan. Why? Because of waswas of shaitan. Inna shaitana lakum adu, fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Shaitan is your enemy. Make him as your open enemy. Because if you don't do that, he will mislead you. Shaitan, if he's not there, his army is there. He has got hizb of shaitan. And hizb of shaitan is so active, we need to be sure that we are aware of the tricks of shaitan. Looking at Iblis, because his life has been prolonged, you ask any Muslim, is shaitan alive? Whether he's a Sunni or Shia, any madhab, what will be the jawab? Is shaitan alive or not? What will be the jawab? Shaitan is alive. When we tell them Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu farajahu sharif is alive, they say, wow. Allah Muhammad. Say, how can one be alive for all those years? Shaitan is alive. And our Imam, the 12th Imam, is not alive. What kind of judgment we are passing here? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the tricks of shaitan, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our tawfiqat and to make us be able to focus on the Holy Quran and to do tadabbur on Kitabullah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our du'as and to make us be among those people who focus on tilawat al-Quran and tadabburi ma'an al-Quran. And we ask Allah to have mercy on our ummah bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.